This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you something wild. Forest succession is a pattern of plant regeneration that begins with bare soil or when a field is abandoned, no longer grazed or mowed. In New Hampshire, forest is the natural vegetation type. Regeneration that leads to the return of mature forest follows a certain order, if left undisturbed. First come the grasses and other weedy plants. These sun-loving species sprout and grow quickly. Their turn is done when plants that are slower to grow shade them out, goldenrods perhaps, and small shrubs with woody stems. First trees to appear include gray birch, aspen, and a few white pines. Quick to grow, gray birch and aspen are also quick to fade when competition shades them out. Forest succession is an endurance race for time in the sun. White pine competes successfully by growing taller and straighter when hardwoods like maple, ash, and oak join the competition. Hemlock tolerates shade and will be among the winners that achieve long life in the mature forest, if left undisturbed. That's forest succession, an important concept in a very generalized nutshell. Various natural disturbances like fire, wind, and ice storms return succession back to earlier stages. It's nature's way of fostering diversity, as each stage supports a different mix of plants and animals. Without natural disturbances, mature forest would dominate, supporting only limited plants and animals. Other successional stages would decline precipitously, including grasslands, shrubs, and young forests, the most species-diverse stage of all. Variety really is the spice of life.
When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are and what you're gonna be.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.